Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the psalm appointed for today's morning prayer, Psalm 45, verses 1 and 2. It reads, "My heart is stirring with a noble song. Let me recite what I have fashioned for the king. My tongue shall be the pen of a skilled writer. You are the fairest of men. Grace flows from your lips, because God has blessed you forever." What beautiful images of speech, especially in a day when words are used more as weapons than instruments of peace. The ability to think and articulate our thoughts into words, phrases, and images are gifts of grace of God. We are in total control of our tongues, but it is a learned skill, a skill that we should continue to work on improving as long as we are breathing. I invite you to reflect with me today on your words. If every word we uttered was written down for all the world to see, would it be pleasing to the eye? Would it be pages of thanksgiving and praise to God, or words filled with grace, and words filled with healing and peace? Each day we are awake to a new beginning. Let today be a new start for allowing grace to flow from our lips like a skilled writer. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 833 of the Book of Common Prayer. Prayer number 62, a prayer attributed to Saint Francis. Let us pray it together. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. That we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.